Blog Talk Radio.
Frolics of Inner Sight. Engineer, where are you? Welcome to Inner Sight, everybody. The Frolics.
The engineer's here, but wanted to call you to see where you were at.
Give me a little philosopher music in there. There it is. Hey, you can't say ho ho no more when you're in Merry Christmas. It's
yeah.
31. Ho 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 ho. I'm going to say it all night long on the show, just to spite people. Ho, 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 ho. Well, let it run again. Come on, that's it.
I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise, I'm still alive. Yeah, you know why? Because I don't participate in no vaccination machine. Machine vaccination. Did you hear the latest what they want to do? Oh, will you hear this? Yeah. They want to have vaccination machines all over the country. You go up to the machine, you pay your $5. $5, that's it. $5, and you get your, and you stick your, you stick your hand in there, and they stick you with a needle. Of course, you don't know who's in that, who's in there sticking you. That's the other thing. Could be anybody. It could be the dirty bum from down the corner there. Could be anybody. Could be Joe's father. Yeah, who knows? You know what I mean? Yeah. So, the Congress has to vote on these vaccination machines. If they vote yes, they're going to install them right away. Because it's an emergency. Can you imagine people walking down the street there? Oh, did you get your vaccination? Oh, no. Well, there's the machine. Get over there. And some people, they have to. They don't want to get the injection in their arm. Well, they get it right in their ass, see? And you got to turn around, take your pants down right in the street. Psh, ah! Boy, what a mess that's gonna be if they ever put those machines in. Can you imagine what people will try to do to them? They'll try to jimmy them all up. First of all, they'll try to rob the $5.
That's right.
You know, if you know you got money in there, you're not. Then people will be fighting over $5. Imagine that. If you got $5, no, I don't have $5. Come on, give me that $5, man, you know. But can you imagine people won't know if they got vaccinated or not?
That's
then
true.
When after you, the way the machine works, see, after you get the shot, the needle, a paper comes out. Of course, you won't be able to read it if you're blind, you know. What's this? I don't know. It's your paper. That shows you got the vaccination machine in the scene. Reminds me of Jocko with the record machine on the scene. I have maniacs all over the place. I don't know, boy, but if they ever vote this machine in, I'm going to Timbuktu. Timbuktu 3.
What?
This is your The Table Friendly Philosopher with a word to the wise saying, stay away from those, from machines. Yeah. You want to find, you want to stay healthy, get yourself a, forget the small bottle, get the big bottle of oil of oregano.
There
big can. We'll walk around with an oil can, that's it. Big oil can, spray it all over. Why don't they spray the whole country with oil of oregano? They won't need
there
no
you go,
vaccine.
That's
what they should do. Oil of oregano, everywhere you go. Well, we'll all smell like spaghetti then. Oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah, a lot of oregano.
Woo! All right, in a sight, frolic. Let's see, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up with the with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's going to test. He's going to try to test people for the virus. Holy jeez.
No, boy, holy jeez.
And we got what else we got? We got, oh,
poor everybody.
Louis should be here. Yeah, if he doesn't forget how to dial a phone.
No.
All right. And what? Oh, Lauren Hardy. And we got Jackie Gleason and Norton with the broken respirators.
No.
Excuse me.
You okay there? No.
Coming on in with the broken respirators. All right. Let's see. Give me a little Laura Hardy music in there. We get,
okay.
Get this,
Laura
get
Hardy coming on up.
Yeah.
If I can get the thing to move. Here we go.
Now, Stanley, we're in dire straits. What do you mean we're in dire? What's the big emergency? Well, we have no job, no food, and no education. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not stupid. Me mother didn't raise any stupid kids, you know. Now listen, I'm gonna have to take the bull by the horns. That's right. What do you mean? What bull? You mean that big bull on the corner? No. That's just an expression. Now, when we go out and look for a job, see? Whenever I ask you a question, you say no. You understand that? No. What do you mean, no? No. I said whenever I ask you a question, you say no.
Mm-mm.
No. I can see this is going to be very difficult. Why
no.
don't you help me? No.
Uh-oh.
Put on your coat. No.
There you go.
And your hat. Put on your overcoat and your hat. No. Come along, Stanley. No. Would you stop saying that? Well, you told me to say no anything you asked me. I'm trying to play the right game. Are you thirsty? No. Are you hungry? No. You got everything? No. Now get over there and be quiet. Say, Ollie, do you mind if I smoke? I don't care if you burn. Now, we're going to go in here and try to get a job. Now, remember, everything I ask you, you say no.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? No. Well, what do you birds want? Well, he wants a job. I can only say no. What are you talking about? Is he drunk? Oh, no, sir. He never touches the stuff. Well, he looks pretty pie-eyed to me. Hey, Skinny, what's your name? No. No? Now, what kind of a mother would name her son No? Oh, his mother would have done anything. She was desperate. Now, listen, I'm Oliver. He doesn't even know his own name. Oh, shut up. No. I'm Ollie, and this is Stanley, and we need a job. A job? Well, by the looks of the two of you, I think you need more than a job. What can you do? Well, he's great with a broom, aren't you, Stanley? No. Why does he keep saying no? Because he doesn't know how to say yes. Now listen, we need a job. Can you help us out? All right, all right. There's a broom and a mop over there. Now, if you two birds can figure out which one's which, clean this place up. Well, you heard the man. Start cleaning up. Well, what are you going to do? I am the supervisor. Supervisor?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And the supervisor always sits down and usually smokes a cigar. Have you got my cigar? No. 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 Take that broom and start sweeping. No. Don't give me that. You want to get thrown out in the street? No. No, 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 no. What is that piano in the background? What is it?
I don't know.
That little chord there, what was that?
Probably my phone. I don't hear it too well.
Oh, all right. All right, so in a sight with the Frolics, Jimmy Dinigan's coming up, and with the virus. Yeah. Did you get the virus when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody got the virus. You know?
I always had, a virus.
I remember one time in the cafeteria, see?
Hmm.
people eating, and all of a sudden this kid this kid vomits. Goes flying across the room and hits three people.
I would have done it right after him. I swear.
And the teacher starts yelling, and a couple of the nurses come running in, you know, and they're trying to clean up, but they're trying to help this kid.
Oh, jeez.
I never forget that. I thought it was funny, but, you know. And one kid
I would have done it right after him, I swear. I was
one kid
not
says,
good with that.
Bandage up his mouth.
Bandage up his mouth? What's the matter with you? What are you, a maniac or something? He wanted the nurse to bandage this little boy's mouth.
The kids. Oh, God.
Then he can't vomit.
Then he can't vomit.
And the nurse says,
just be quiet. Don't tell me how to do my job.
Yes.
You little monster.
You little monster.
I hate when when people call children little monsters. I hate that.
Yeah.
So they had to contaminate the
The
vomit contaminated the lunchroom. They had to evacuate the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And everybody had to get out of there. I mean, you couldn't eat anything, you know.
Oh, my.
I mean, this thing went, you know, it launched like a rocket ship.
Yeah, of course it does.
All right, Inner Sight Frolic, brought to you by the Big East. Akita Rescue. Roar. A little bear, Akita. Big East. Toms River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. All right. Yeah, I came home, I fell asleep, and I didn't even hear the phone ring.
Uh-oh.
So then I called up and they said, your show will be live in 5 seconds.
You're like, uh-oh.
All right, Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, steal a house, get a house, burn a house. Build a house.
No. Take build a house, maybe.
All right. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Call Mr. Kennedy if you want to know about real estate. Around the world, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Let's see, our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. All right. I called up the Italian restaurant before to get some food on the way home, and this girl couldn't get my number right.
No, jeez.
Oh, it's a good thing I stayed on the phone. You would have brought the food to the wrong house.
That's happened to us before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could happen.
It has happened.
Possibly.
We have a lot of apartment. Yeah, we have a lot of apartment complexes near us. So what they do is they take the first 3 digits of our apartment, our private house, and then they say, oh, yeah, are you near such and such apartment complex? Yeah, we are, but we're not in that apartment. We're a private home. Oh, well, oops, your food will be there and very quickly. We have to remake it.
Well, isn't the number on the building?
on our house, yeah, but on our house itself, yeah. But they keep Well, they keep thinking we're a apartment complex, but we're not. We're a private home.
Yeah, but I mean, if you tell them the number, and the number's on the building.
On the, well, on the house itself, yeah.
The house. Shouldn't be that hard to find.
True.
Well, you know, people
keep looking elsewhere.
You ever notice how so many people are half brain dead?
Oh, hell yeah.
And the other half is hanging in there.
I mean, they're one quarter brain dead, as opposed to half.
Yeah, people. You ask people, well, how are you today? Oh, I'm hanging in there.
What is that supposed to mean?
Gee, don't tighten the noose. You won't be. You'll be hanging out there.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. How about the Able News? We're in Able News. Page 4.
Yes, we are. Page 4. Nice.
Check out the ad in there.
Definitely. Well, here comes the Able advertisement.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a sight, Frolic. Louie's coming up. Dinnigan will be in here a little while. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, next Thursday we'll have a special guest on. Next Thursday, Elijah from California, disabled kid who they told him he's only got 5 years to live.
I hate when people do that.
You know, I wouldn't believe everything these doctors say.
That's what I, you know, they told my uncle, who was my aunt's husband, that he only had 5 months to live. Do you know how many years he lived? He had cancer all over his body. They said that he only had, you know, 5 months to live. Well, guess how long he lived? He lived 10 years. Yeah.
Well, they gave Ralph 6 months to live, but it was a dog.
That's right.
I'm going in 6 months.
That's
I gotta make out my will, Norton.
Yeah,
Ralph. You better make sure it's signed, sealed, and delivered.
That's right. But there's only one problem. You ain't
I, Ralph Crandon, leave Alice, my wife, all my worldly possessions. I leave her my come on, Ralph, what's the matter? I got nothing to leave her.
Poor Ralph.
What are you going to do about that, Ralph? What am I going to do, Norton? I'm going in 6 months, and I got nothing to leave Alice. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Why don't you will your body to science to pay by the pound to be left a millionaire? Stop that. Wait a minute. What about a magazine? Magazine article, see? Bus driver only has 6 months to live. You think they'll buy it? Sure they'll buy it. spending that one and a half in there now. I was a mumble dancer for the FBI. Yeah. Well, what do I do? How do I get them? Well, you just got to go down there and show them the doctor's report that you got 6 months to live. You know, and you don't want the money for yourself, or you want the money for Alice. It's a good idea, Norton. They print my story. At least I'll have something to leave her.
There you go.
There's a man outside, and he won't go away. Well, what does he want? He says he's got a story. Well, tell him we can't see him. He's very insistent. All right. Send him in. All right, what's your story? Well, you guys won't believe this, but you're looking at a man that only has 6 months to live. All right, what big deal? What's your story? That's my story. I don't want the money for me. I want it for my wife, Alice. Here, look, this is the doctor's report, see? Hey, Joe, there's a big angle here, see? When his tongue turns blue, we'll do a color spread on him. Well, Mr. Crandon, we're going to do your story. Right up until the minute you drop dead. All right, in a sight. Let's see, who else we got to advertise? Why do I have to advertise people? I don't want to advertise nobody. Let them advertise me.
There you go.
That's it. Do people advertise us on this show? I wonder.
Oh.
Watch in a sight. You want to get rid of nursing homes? Watch in a sight.
There you go.
You want to be a troublemaker and a pain in the ass? Watch in a sight.
We have Louie. Waiting in the wings, so whenever you're
you want to start trouble, watch in a
sight. That's more like it. That's it.
You want your girlfriend and your wife to leave you? Watch in a sight.
There you go.
You want to get rid of your mother-in-law? Call in a sight.
That's right.
All right, in a sight around the world. Inner sight. I mean, some guy called up. He started talking. Uh-huh. Inner sight. I think he was trying to imitate me.
When was that?
It was a very bad imitation.
Oh.
I don't want that. I wish these Indians would stop calling me Perinus.
Oh.
Guy calls me up. He says, "This is Mohammed from Alakan. I have good news for you, Perinus."
Oh.
I said, "What? Who's Perinus?" "That is you, Frank Perinus.
Oh,
that
you
is your name. Don't you know your name? Are you beginning now to go senile already?"
Oh, it's even better.
"I have good news. I'm going to get you very good doctor for only $200.
There you go.
I said, "Listen, don't you call me anymore because I don't want to hear any obscene talking. Call me Perinus."
That's right.
"That's not my name, you idiot. And go back to wherever you came from."
There you go.
"Because you don't belong in this country," and I hung up on him.
Oh, no.
For real. All right, we got Louie on the line.
Yes, here
in
we go.
In sight.
Hey, Louie.
Louie the Lip Rivera.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is my name is Anna Rosina Dana. Welcome to Friday Night Block Talk Radio. Frank Korea, Susan Taurasi Ferrero on a Friday Night Funny.
Susan Taurasi? What do you think she is,
like
India? Karachi?
So, Karachi. You got the Parinas, I got the Karachi. What can we say?
Hey,
Frank, this is Susan Taurasi Ferrero on the ringy dingy dooey, and so is Frank Perino on the ringy dingy dooey wooey frolics on a Friday night here.
Oh, okay. It's been corrected.
All right. Keep it going. I gotta take a station break. Keep it going.
Okay. So, Louie.
Hello, this is Louie Rivera, and I'm welcome to you for the Friday night frolics on Inner Shy. We're having a good time on a Friday. My name is Louie Rivera. We're missing Frank Perino. Now I'm talking to Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero on the phony.
Oh, hi, Louie. How was your week? What'd you do?
How you doing? Your birthday pass?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you, Louie. Thank you. I love you.
But she's a guy, good fellow. So she's a guy, good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Thank you. What'd you do this week? Did you do anything? You go to work?
I was watching Rockefeller Christmas. They got the tree lining on a Wednesday night.
Oh, you did? You watched that? That was pretty cool, I heard.
We've had a special request.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Elaine, a special request. This is Rosanna Dana talking. Go ahead.
Special request. Can you from a sweet little girl out west, can you ask Louie, please, if he could sing White Christmas for me?
Aww.
Louie, can you sing White Christmas
for me?
I'll
tell you, I'm too shy to sing it.
Why?
Shy? Come on. This sweet little kid wants you to sing, come on, White Christmas.
I don't know the lyrics.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Like the ones I used to know.
Yeah, like
where the treetops glisten and children listen. To hear sleigh bells in the snow. You know why, Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Like the ones I used to know.
Where all we Christmas caught on rise. Where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bell in the snow. I dream of a white Christmas.
Here we go, Frank. Just like the one I used to know.
When the feet be merry and bright, may they all your Christmas be white.
Okay.
Who did that?
Was
that
good,
was though. Terrible. Tell that guy to shut up.
Okay. I didn't know that girl was on the line.
Won't you guys call me Gustavo tonight? Then I'll the reindeer loves him.
That's
a shout of love drops with glee. Suzanne, the red-nosed reindeer.
I don't think that nose is bad. I didn't think my nose was red. I put powder on it.
Hey, who was the guy who ran over Grandma with the reindeer?
Elmo and Patsy.
Oh, there you go.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
By a reindeer.
Who made that stupid song anyway?
Elmo and Patsy.
Oh, they did?
Hey. Yeah, they did.
That's
coming
novelty
home
hit.
From our house Saturday night. Me and Grandpa don't believe in Santa. How'd that song go?
Yeah, that's
but
a good
one. You know that's all right, huh?
Yes, that's how it went.
Yeah. What about this one? I know Santa baby, he giving out
like
the love drops from me to me.
Like
Santa's love drops, we hurry down the love drops tonight.
All right.
Only
gee, I wonder what would happen
site,
if,
ladies and gentlemen.
If I wonder what would happen if Santa Claus got drunk on Christmas Eve. Can you imagine?
What would he sound like, Louie? What would Santa sound like if he got drunk on Christmas Eve into Christmas morning? What would Santa
sound like if he got drunk?
Yeah, well, if he got drunk.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to tell you, you're drinking too much eggnog.
There you go. So what would he sound like?
Too much eggnog. Merry Christmas. Where's my reindeer?
Yeah, exactly. Come here,
Sanford and Gamble.
The reindeer went to the bathroom.
Richard and Glockton and Coopin, get over.
And reindeer went to the bathroom. He stood there for an hour.
Nick's right.
The reindeer went to the bathroom in the street.
That's right. They're not on the roof anymore. They're on the street all over the place.
Aren't animals lucky?
Yeah.
They don't have to find a bathroom to go.
That's true. That's true.
Imagine you gotta go and you can't find a bathroom.
Yeah. Well, if you were in the forest, you wouldn't have to worry about where to go.
No, but what if you're outside walking and all of a sudden you gotta go. I mean, you gotta go where you gotta take your pants down.
You don't take
boy,
your pants down.
Boy, are you in trouble?
You just go. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. You got to walk around with a wad.
And the reindeer needs medicine. Kells are going to the bathroom.
I would just throw out those clothes if I had to do that. At that point. Yep.
Hey, who's the one who made that song? All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. Who made that?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Some kids.
I think it was Barry Gordon or Angie Rios. Mamacita,
oh, yeah?
Donde Está Santa Claus?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Spanish Santa Claus.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Then
that's
you got the other one.
Yeah.
Feliz Nalita.
Oh, I like that.
Feliz Nalita. Jose, you know.
Yeah.
But how? What are you talking about? Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Propero un año felicidad.
Felicidad. Yes. I like that song.
All
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
I
want to
wish you a happy Halloween. I want to wish you a happy Halloween.
We're in December.
I wish you a happy Halloween from the bottom of my heart.
Hey, the bottom of your heart. Where's the bottom? The bottom of your heart is on your shoe, isn't it?
No. It could be like under your near your tummy, I would say. That's the bottom.
Yeah, that's right.
Heart.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to wish you a happy Easter. I want to wish you a happy Easter. I want to wish you a happy Easter from the bottom of my heart.
I want to know where you guys figure out all these holidays and so don't quite get near Christmas.
Hey, Louie, you're gonna stand out on the corner for Christmas and give out love drops?
Yeah, I give them free, but what color, flavor you like, put it into your sangria and drink it.
Oh, not.
Yeah, I want lemon. Do they have chocolate
lemon.
Love drops?
If they make them.
Yeah, we could get chocolate. We could get any flavor.
Chocolate love drops with whipped cream.
Ooh, that sounds
so
good.
So, Suzanne,
all
what
right,
did you do on your birthday?
What I do on my birthday, I had dinner from, what do we have?
Italian?
Italian, yep. And then today I had Mexican. Mexican from a Mexican restaurant.
Cold drink?
No drinks. I don't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No cake?
No, that's this weekend. Seriously. I'm having a couple days of birthday celebration.
Boy, it's a good way to get fat.
Well,
actually,
today. Well, actually,
hey, Frank, I got a massager in my room.
You got a what?
Massager.
A massager?
For you what, your back?
Yeah, I got a massager in my back. So I can do Frank Perino's back, and then I got to do Suzanne's neck. I got two doors.
Good, yeah, my neck.
What is it, a chair?
No, a massager where you your back gets stressed. You got to need a massager.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a good way to meet girls, you know. You walk out in the street with the massager, see? Say, pardon me, miss. Would you like a massage?
Well, he might get hurt that way, too, so we got to be careful, you know.
And the girl will say,
what? What are you, a pervert? Get away from me.
And you pull out your thing. I mean, your massager. pull your thing out. Pull out the massager.
You're fresh. Don't be now fresh, Frank.
You pull out the thing. Louie, can you take that massager with you wherever you go?
Hold her down, Frank. Give me a hand. Hold her down so I give her a massage.
You can take it with you, right? Is it portable?
Yeah, probably.
Does it work on batteries?
You got Louie.
Benny Hill had one of those.
A massager, eh?
He went to the drive-in. And he said to the girl, hey, pardon me, you look like a good girl.
You like a massage?
You can use a good massage. And the girl said, what? Sorry, I happen to have right here. And he pulls out the... He pulls out his thing. And the girl...
He explained what thing means.
He said, you scared my thing. What's wrong with you?
Oh, goodness.
Hey, you walk around with the massager. Anybody needs... Oh, there's plenty...
Make the turn the ladies on.
Under stress in this
yes,
world.
Right.
Turn the ladies on.
I'll give you a massage. What?
That's right.
Turn the ladies on. I give them the massager. Make them feel better.
That's
right. And they can give you some money. Tell them that'll be $3, please.
Yes.
All right, in the sight. We got to get Jimmy Dinnigan in here.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen. I want you and Suzanne have a good weekend. Now, tune in next Friday for Rosanna Dana.
Okay. Beautiful union.
And
with
Gary Lewis. Yeah, on the Forex. We're out of the time. Take care. I'll call you on a Friday.
Okay, Liz. You take care.
I love you, Suzanne.
I love you, Lou. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, so...
Sorry I make you laugh.
No, I had a good time. Don't worry, I like laughing. Okay.
You're cute. I love you.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Care,
imagine if Dinnigan
came
into school. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Dinnigan came into school and, you know, his usual disruptive style. And all of a sudden, he pulls out this black case, you know, his doctor on it. You used to have these little bags when we were kids, you know, could play doctor, you know. Pulls this thing out. He says, Miss Moore, I heard on the news that there's a big virus. I gotta check everybody. I got this paper from the chemistry store, and I know how to do it. See, look, now you put the returns green, that means you're in big trouble. Jimmy, sit down. Put that away. No, I got it. My father told me to do it. Tell your father to mind his own business in my classroom. I can't tell him that. My father, I can't say that. So he starts,
I'm going to check Miss Moore first. Jimmy, get away from me with that. Don't touch me. Joe, come here, Joe.
What are you doing, Jimmy? What are you doing? Don't come near me with that. Get away from me.
Hey, Janie, I put this on your arm. See, if your arm turns green, that means you got the virus. I have to go home. You can't stay in school with the virus. Yeah. I heard on the radio. They said it. A big doctor got on the radio. And he said, we're going to have all vaccination machines in the street. You go up to the... to the machine and ring the bell, boom, and that means you get the vaccination because you turn green. I don't want to be green, Jimmy. Don't touch me. How am I going to know if I turn green? I'm blind. I can't see it. Oh, don't worry. You're feeling it. It burns. Ah, get away from me. I don't want to burn.
Yeah, so then Miss Margaret, so disgusted.
Jimmy, I'm going to send you down to the principal if you don't sit down and behave yourself. a test Mr. Kramer. Boy, I bet you even his doctor won't do that. I'm going to go down. That's it. Get out. Get down to Mr. Kramer.
Jimmy knew how to get down to Mr. Kramer, you know. He knew.
Yeah.
You know, he knew it was downstairs in the basement, see.
Yeah.
And they had a phone, you know, and she would call Kramer and tell him, and you could hear when she called. Now we were, you know, blind kids got good ears, man. So she gets on the phone.
I'm sorry to do this to you, Sydney, but I can't take him. He's on some kind of a virus kick. You have to detain him.
And Kramer starts yelling.
What's the matter? What are you doing? You're trying to drive me crazy. I don't have any tranquilizers. I can't deal with it. Please, Gertie, don't send him down here. No.
And next thing you hear,
I'm in the Kramer.
Jimmy, why do you do these things? Are you mentally derogatory?
No, I'm very smart. I'm not derogatory. I don't know about no cemetery and things like that. Derogatory. What does that mean anyway? Derogatory.
Never mind. Sit down. What are you doing with that stupid doctor case?
Oh, I tell you, you heard about it, huh? Yeah, well, see, this paper, you put it on your arm, and give me your arm. No, don't touch me. Don't worry, I won't hurt. And you put it on your arm, and then you wet it with the water, see, like that, see? And then if it turns green, you leave it for a minute. If it turns green, that means you got it.
I got what? What are you talking about?
The virus.
What virus?
The one they talk on the news where they're going to put the machines in the street and you ring a bell and you get the injection. Injection. Yeah, I think that's on the news. Oh, Mr. Kramer, look. It's all green. Get out, get out, get him out of here, get him out.
Woo! All right, in a sight. Frolic. Kramer turned green. Oh, man. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah. That Dinigan was a riot. 854 New York. We have any phone calls?
We only had, hold on, let me just check.
No phone calls, right?
No phone calls.
I don't want to take any phone calls anyway. Who cares? All right.
Anthony was just listening the whole time.
Oh, get me can you get me a total? How many listens?
Oh,
how many we got?
Hold up.
All right, folks, in a sight.
Yes.
And
111,560.
Wow, we went over 5,115. Wow.
Yeah.
We're moving, man. We're moving.
Yes, we are.
All right, don't forget Wednesday night, our new show, the nursing home. Kill people. Get rid
yes,
of them.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Show Wednesday night. Check it out with Suzanne. All right.
Yeah.
oh, television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, 1, 2, 3, cut that out. And let's see, what else? Thursday night, Altice, Long Island, 7:30, Channel 20, Thursday night. If you want to watch Inner Sight on the telly, yeah. Yeah, I'll never forget that Benny Hill was funny with the when he went through the streets with the massager.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing so much.
Yeah. And he said, he always picked girls, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, would you like a nice massage, honey? She goes, what? Are you a pervert? Oh, no, but I'll massage you anyway. I'm not a pervert. I'm an extrovert.
There you go.
What's that? That's the opposite of an introvert. And you don't want to know what that is.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, if you'd like a massage,
Just let me let me pull out my thing.
There you go.
And the girl would scream, and the cop would come on. You know, the cop would be walking around, you know. Is he bothering you, miss?
No, oh, he's going to pull his thing out.
All right, that's enough of that. Now get out of here, and I'll run you in. Would you like a massage, officer? Get away from me. That was funny. All right, in a sight. And next week we'll have to tell you about the respirators that they couldn't work in the hospitals. In a sight. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. If you want to send us an email, don't worry. We won't pull out our thing.
That's the best.
All right. We'll, maybe we ought to have a contest. Have a contest to who can put out their thing the fastest. All right, we'll be with you Monday, man. I'm glad. Thank you so much for listening.
Yep.
And stay out of trouble. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to hang out with my pal John the Gumshoe. Yeah. Everybody thinks he's a detective. He's got a badge, you know. He used to work on the railroad. We're going to get him on the show. He's a great funny guy, John. So we're going to hang out tomorrow. All right. Thank you for listening. Hope you had some crazy fun. And if you see a fella on the street, and he wants to pull out his thing, run. Goodbye, world. In a sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Run. Good night, everyone.